A glut of residential developments. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. I had a recent conversation with Tristan Winiger, Washington County Farm Bureau President, regarding the balance between the influx of people moving to Idaho and the sell-off of agricultural land. Tristan's striving to find solutions to this problem, and he stresses that any solution must be voluntary and not impede a farmer or rancher who might be retiring or whose children aren't following in their footsteps, for whatever reason, chooses to sell their land.
And more power to them, because they've worked their whole lives, they've worked hard, and they have that right to sell that for that money. And that's fine, that's their right. And Farm Bureau is big on private property rights. We're not going to try and take those away. But if there was a voluntary program that they could do that, it would be great. And really, I would like to see a program where it promoted that those individuals that don't have anybody following in their footsteps, that they were rewarded for selling it to an individual such as myself or somebody else to keep it in agriculture.
Winiger said it's not about stopping growth, but preserving the limited lands for agriculture, because with the finite water resources in Idaho, you can have only so much ground in production.
It needs to be a multifaceted solution. It needs to cover all the angles, but we really need to do this because Idaho's at a tipping point, and we're just starting to see the repercussions of it, but we need to do something quick.
Make that double quick. I'm David Sparks, proud to be producing this program in association with the Ag Information Network.